Hi, Kim. This is Jack Spierko from the Survival Podcast. As you know, I've been teaching folks how to be better prepared for over 10 years on my show, available at thesurvivalpodcast.com. This week, I wanted to share some thoughts with your audience on the cornerstone of preparedness, food storage. Food storage is one of those things that people often have a difficult time getting their heads around. They look at all of these products that are available, 25-year storage, pallets full of food, and think about a garage or a bunker full, like a doomsday prepper thing from a TV show. That's not the way we teach food storage here. Those products actually have a really great place as an anchor in the entire system, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Let's start out with what I call common sense food storage, though. And we're going to do this based on a credo of eat what you store and store what you eat. It just makes sense that the main focus of your stored food is food that you use all the time that's shelf stable. The way you do this is simple. You need a food journal. You don't have to do this for a long time. Just get yourself a blank notebook, put it on your countertop. Every time you use a food item, write down what it is. If it is storable without refrigeration, put a star next to it. If you use it and it's already in the journal, put a check mark next to it. Do this for 2, 3, maybe even 4 weeks' time, and you will develop a shopping list so that now we can practice something called copy canning. All this means, let's say there's a particular item that you like. I don't know, a canned variety of chili, for instance. Your family uses a couple times a month. Well, next time you go to the store, if you were going to buy 2, instead buy 3. That's all you have to do. It's very simple. It doesn't have a big impact on your budget. Bring it home and treat your pantry just like the grocery store treats its shelves. The newest item in the front, oldest item in the back. Next time you go back to the grocery store, if you use 2, you were going to buy 2 to replace them, buy 3 again. Keep doing this, and over a few months, you'll develop a supply of that particular item. Keep doing this with 2 or 3 items at a time until you have a nice full pantry. Once this is done, you just go back to the old way. You use 2 cans this week, you go to the market, you buy 2 new cans, put them in the back, pull everything forward. Now you begin to build storage where if you ever need to rely on it, your family's used to eating it, they like to eat it, and they're excited about eating it. They don't even know that anything's changed. This does have its limits, but what I suggest you do with all of the regularly used items in your home that you can store without refrigeration, shoot for a 60-day supply. I'm not saying 60 days that you can go without going to the grocery store at all for anything. I'm saying they'll last you 60 days in your normal course of events. If you do that, you'll have about a 30-day supply of food when you combine everything else that you do keep in the freezer, the refrigerator, etc. Now you've got a 30-day food supply on hand at all times, and you didn't have to do anything special. But now we're going to go a little bit further and extend our ability to go without systems of support. We're going to move now into dry goods. Now, I live a very much paleo-style lifestyle, so I don't eat a lot of starches, but I still keep some around. We use small amounts. We're still practicing eat what you store and store what you eat. But this is where you're looking at products like rice, beans, lentils, amaranth, quinoa, and hemp seed. No, I don't mean dope. I mean the kind they use to make rope. Hemp seed is one of the few vegetable proteins that is a complete protein. It is a great adjunct. We use it, for instance, to sprinkle on top of your salads, and don't worry, it's perfectly safe, and it won't make you fail a drug test at work. And we can also look at things like dehydrated vegetables. I'm going to talk about freeze-dried, which most prepared items are in just a minute. Let me just say with dehydrated vegetables, there are vegetables that come out really well used in soups, stews, casseroles, etc. if they are dehydrated. There are ones that don't. Don't buy any dehydrated green beans. Trust me, that's one of the ones that don't. But when you find good vegetables, things like carrots and celery and onion, etc., you can buy large amounts, 1 gallon at a time, put them in some ball jars, which are just canning jars, if you don't know the term ball jar, put a lid on them with an O2 absorber in them, and they'll store just like that for 25 years or more. As you use them, continue to replace them, do the same thing that you're doing with your deep pantry. Vacuum sealing, I think, is one of the greatest things you can do. This is more for items that are going in your freezer. But I just had an opportunity where the store had New York strip bone-in on sale for $3.99 a pound. I bought every package of it I could get and put them in the deep freezer vacuum sealed. That's part of your storage as well. Don't think it all has to be stuff that you can store underground in a bunker. Now, let's talk about the prepared items. These have a real place in a holistic food storage plan. And that is as extenders and as ways to fill in the gaps for the things that you cannot, again, that you cannot store easily without refrigeration. The number one thing, that would be meat. If you think about it, if you wanted to make beef stroganoff noodles, everything that goes in there Even the cream and butter can be in a powdered form and easily obtained. The one thing that's actually complicated in that beef stroganoff to store without refrigeration is the beef. So freeze-dried beef cubes make a really great addition to your storage. Chicken and beef cubes, ground meat, and sausage crumbles are my favorite long-term storage items in a freeze-dried form. I also like pork chops. They even have Gulf shrimp. These products are outstanding, but that is where they give you the greatest bang for the buck, and it's where I recommend you spend most of your effort on them as you build out your storage over time. Basically, I want you to think about freeze-dried products this way. Freeze-drying is the best method of preserving food without refrigeration that man has ever invented. It's also the most expensive. So stick to using it mostly for the things that are very difficult to store and have be high quality without refrigeration. And it'll give you that really big bang for the buck. In any event, you owe it to your family to have food security in your family's life, whether it's a three-day pack that at least gets you started, or whether it's a comprehensive approach like we discussed today, it gives your family more insurance against hard times. And here's the good thing. If you do it the way I just described it, it will save you money over the long term. We can get more into that if you check out my show, again, at thesurvivalpodcast.com. I have the 10 best episodes we've done over 10 years for you on food storage. You can find it at thesurvivalpodcast.com/food. Kim, thank you again for letting me speak to your audience. I hope everyone has a great week, and we know how to have great weeks. Be well prepared for them.